Aligning heuristics with rationality for depicting informed financial decisions. Strategic role of women. Accountants. CMA, DR, Navanita Ghosh. Associate Professor. Christ University. Bangalore. The traditional accounting in the hands of accountants has paved the way for a judgmental decision-making and accurate financial reporting with anchoring to the financial logic, rational accountability unlike heuristics-supported mental accounting. Professionals can be the panacea in a judicious mix of the pros of hardcore accounting with the filtered concepts of mental accounting, keeping intact the ethical perspective. They can integrate the behavioral insights with the rigorous verification of MRL, the cornerstone of audit credibility to promote ethical stewardship, transparency, and strategic allocation of corporate resources. Today, the female accountants can play a pivotal role in upholding the financial integrity by demonstrating the psychologically informed and value-driven decision-making in various organizations. It was 3000 BCE when the clay tablets recorded various inputs such as trade details, crop details and tax details, though the tax was at its nascent stage of its development. The foundational structure of accounting gained prominence when Luca Paciolo, an Italian mathematician, published Summa de Arithmetica, where the descriptions of double entry system of accounting was highlighted and still date the same continues in operation. The era known as early modern accounting continued from 1500 to 1800 with growth of global trade practices, with the need for more detailed accounting in joint stock companies, with the launching of systemic taxation and treasury management by the Europeans, and also began the concept of verification, which in technical terms known as auditing. It was felt in the then period that the independent accounts needed examination and scrutiny to arrest the errors in trading ventures. Gradually started the rapidity of industrialization with the simultaneous emergence of large-scale production, the need for developing the scales of efficiency and managing profitability, and above everything, the need for upscaling the power of managerial decision-making. The 20th and 21st century accounting has experienced a paradigm shift in terms of digitalization, convergence of accounting practices with other international bodies. The core concept of traditional accounting rests on the goal of providing a true and fair view of financial position and performance, where the vested interest comes from the business houses, creditors, investors, auditors, and many such categories of stakeholders. This traditional accounting was under the supervision of the then male accountants, who were mainly professionals associated with different bodies, namely, the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, ICAI, the Institute of Cost Accountants of India, ICMAI, who devised the standards for governing different classes of assets, liabilities, expenses, and incomes, process of production and maintaining the levels of inventory. They ensure the compliance of financial reporting. With IFRS, INDS, and GAAP. They also ensure the smooth completion of the tasks of auditing and assurance, optimize the tax strategies, and also play a major role in the capacity of strategic leaders and advisory bodies. They can also contribute to maintaining ethical business transactions. Apart from the concept of the then traditional accounting, handled primarily by the male accountants, another branch of accounting also emerged during the 1980s. In the name of mental accounting, which is non-quantifiable, it focuses on the perceptions of the individuals and households, women, and is driven by the principle of psychology and heuristics instead of GAAP/IFRS/INDS. Mental accounting is not a shift from the concept of traditional accounting, but a branch of behavioral finance that tends to think differently in different situations while handling finance. The art of dealing with core accounting involves the principles of finance and mathematics, and the latter is replaced with psychological traits. In case of mental accounting, today's accounting does not exclusively rest in the hands of the men, but also in the hands of women, whose firm financial attitude promotes an innate sense of discipline, sustainability, and ethical utilization of corporate or domestic resources. Objective: this paper will explore the strategic role of women accountants in the field of mental accounting. Emergence of mental accounting. To begin the explanation, let us take an example of a transaction. Mr. A receives 100 Indian rupees as a bonus income and Indian rupee 1000 as a salary income. The recipient will tend to splurge with the bonus income of 100 Indian rupees, but would be frugal with his 1000 Indian rupees salary income, which shows the behavioral deviation and explains why people don't act with similar levels of rationality in their financial decision making. The ways and means of treating with money is not dependent on any set of rules or structures, but are more dominated by the laws of perception, behaviors, and biases. Mental accounting is not subjective in nature and therefore can't be standardized and measured with arithmetical accuracy. It can't be aligned with some established best practices, nor can it be judged on the basis of consistency, objectivity, and comparability. It is rather a psychological phenomenon. Hardcore accounting provides guidance notes, mandates, and disciplinary norms, and obviates the presentation as per the ethical framework, and firmly anchors all the stakeholders, but mental accounting does all these for the individuals at a cognitive level. Humans across genders are not perfectly rational, and their varied sense of rationality gets demonstrated in the process of handling finance. Women with their utmost intuitive and psychological traits can reinforce the behavioral dimension of finance along with sustainable economic governance. Connection between mental accounting and the role of women accountants. The whole gamut of hardcore accounting is nurtured in the hands of accountants, but women accountants exercise behavioral prudence and embodies a convergence of typical technical accounting with ethical and inclusive decision making. Women can step forward to recognize the psychological biases in their financial behavior. Women rely more on subjective perceptions in contrast to the objective economic principles, and based on this, they can also categorize, evaluate, and allocate financial resources. Migrating to ethical accounting. Mental accounting can create a philosophical connection towards ethical accounting as the former becomes a tool within the latter, but not a substitute. It is a behavioral foundation that enhances ethical accounting by adding the perceptual, psychological transparency, and fairness to financial ethics. Women accountants can translate the subjective financial categorizations into transparent and rational accounting practices. They emphasize prudence, long-term stability, and stakeholder well-being. And together, they support integrity in financial disclosures. Ethical accounting is a transformation from psychologically driven financial behavior to ethics-driven behavior in accounting frameworks. Hurdles faced by the women accountants. The women are exposed to realities of hurdles in terms of deprivation in financial decision making, inclusive financial policies, access to mentorship, and many such gender-specific biases that ultimately hinder organizational development. Women accountants, despite their countless efforts, often face structural and behavioral challenges that impede their professional growth and holistic development. Management representation letter, MRL, and audit challenges. MRL is a useful piece of audit evidence as per SA 580 written representations, auditing and assurance standards, ICAI, which acknowledges that the information shared by the company's management is true, accurate, and in compliance with the accounting standards. Today's the auditors face challenges due to vague or non-availability or delayed submission of MRL by the management of the client organization. This willful postponement or non-representation of the most important documents to the auditors weakens the quality of the audit report, enhances audit risk, and tarnishes the reputation of the audit committee. Auditors are compelled to execute the audit assignment even at the cost of available, ambiguous, and exaggerated information. Surprisingly, companies also provide the MRL to the audit team after the audit completion date, and as a consequence, the MRL omits some crucial disclosures such as contingent liabilities, pending litigations, and related party transactions. In practice, women accountants and auditors face the following barriers. Communication barrier. Authority undermining. Delayed documentation. Ethical reporting pressure. Situation where a woman auditor was penalized. In the case of Coffee Day Enterprises, the regulator. The National Financial Reporting Authority, NFRA, penalized the auditor for professional misconduct. In this case, the auditor, Lavitha Shetty, was banned from the audit assignment for 10 years for lapses. In Mysore Amalgamated Coffee Estate in 2019-20. Conclusion. The transformation of mental accounting into ethics-bound hardcore accounting becomes true and is clarified with the intervention of qualified women professionals. The professionals can translate perception-based accounting into a more improved, disclosure-driven presentation with rationality and indices toward financial data. Women accountants enable more sustainable financial reporting by identifying the cognitive biases in resource allocation. The integration of professional skepticism with welfare-specific insights supports fair valuation, inclusive disclosures, and stakeholder trust. Women accountants are not only financial custodians but also act as a catalyst who recalibrate perception-driven judgments into ethically resilient and sustainable futuristic decisions.